This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 20th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. New York would probably love to throw a ticker tape parade for the crew of U.S. Airways Flight 1549, but it looks as if everyone involved is staying out of sight and being careful what they say about the event. CNN is now reporting that 2 days before last Thursday's ditching in the Hudson River, passengers on the same route and the very same aircraft reported hearing a series of loud bangs. John Hodak emailed CNN to say, quote, "About 20 minutes after takeoff, the plane had a series of compressor stalls on the right engine. There were several very loud bangs and fire coming out of the engine. The pilot at first told us that we were going to make an emergency landing, but after about 5 minutes continued the flight to Charlotte," unquote. In a later interview, Hodak said the pilot, quote, "came back on and said it was a stalled compressor and they were going to continue to Charlotte," unquote. The crew members of Flight 1549 are highly sought-after interview subjects, but they're apparently having to walk on eggshells over liability concerns. Captain Chesley Sullenberger was booked on NBC's Today Show yesterday morning, but the appearance was postponed indefinitely. The Airline Pilots Association has released an official statement saying, quote, "The entire crew recognizes the media's interest in speaking with them as soon as possible, and they are willing to share their experiences when the time is right. However, as the NTSB investigation is ongoing, they ask that the media respect their desire to refrain from participating in interviews until further notice," unquote. But does this really have anything to do with the NTSB? Just hours after the ditching of Flight 1549, Aero News received a press release from a prominent New York law firm asking to speak with passengers about the incident. Within the hour, the firm had pulled that release from its website, perhaps deciding the celebration of the miraculous outcome made it a bad time for ambulance chasing. In response to slowing orders for new engines, General Electric, the world's largest manufacturer of jet engines, has announced plans to trim 1,000 jobs, or about 2.6% of its worldwide workforce. GE spokesman Rick Kennedy said the company will reduce numbers through attrition, voluntary departures, and retirements. GE says it has a backlog of over 9,000 engine orders, but new orders are slowing. CEO David Joyce added, quote, "Our ability today to predict the outcome of 2009 is more uncertain than normal as a result of the market volatility, and our planning takes this into account," unquote. There's another mystery involving a missing corporate executive and a bunch of missing money, and again, the search is centered on Florida. Investment manager, philanthropist, and FBO owner Arthur G. Nattel left a note behind that made his family worry that he was contemplating suicide. Parked his car at the Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport on Wednesday, then disappeared. His partner in Scoop Management made a public statement Thursday confirming that, quote, "Just yesterday afternoon we became aware of an extremely serious situation suggesting that the funds may have virtually no remaining value," unquote. The company was managing a total of $350 million. The Sarasota Herald-Tribune reports the 75-year-old Nattel's family is cooperating with authorities and still trying to piece together what happened. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Delta threatens to move some operations out of Atlanta. American brings voluntary safety reporting to its cabin crews. And a lost helicopter pilot may have been text messaging when he went down. Also, check the ANN special feature. As we start a year which will feature its share of bad economic news, we'll revisit the advice of ANN managing editor Rob Finfrock on when, why, and how to get your news to us. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.